The 2010 abalone season ended last Wednesday, wrapping up a year that may have been harder than usual on the popular mollusks. Tiffany Stinson is a California Fish and Game warden who works the Sonoma County coast.
Last year, we issued between Sonoma and Marin County 892 abalone-related citations. This year, through September, it's been 444, but I believe that the decreased number has been more about a decrease in enforcement presence. Sonoma and Marin County has 6 slotted positions for enforcement, and we've only had 3 wardens for the last year. So I do think that that's attributed to less of a enforcement presence, more than it is people obeying the law.
Those positions were recently filled, she adds, so there will be a full complement of enforcement in place when the New Year season begins next April 1st. She says that's when the surge of would-be rock pickers is typically at its height.
In the spring, there's much more of an increase in activity, especially during the low tide series. We get a lot more rock pickers than divers. As far as numbers, I'd say thousands. Thousands a day, especially on a good minus tide.
Consequently, adds Don Powers, a warden who patrols the Mendocino County coast, the region's red abalone, a species unique to Northern California, are faring better in deeper waters than on the rocks close to shore.
There may be a little bit of a decline in the intertidal area where a lot of people are rock picking. That tends to get the most pressure during the minus tides. They're prying off a lot of abalone that are undersized and then replacing them. But a lot of those abalone are dying because they're hemophiliac. So if they get cut at all, which generally happens when they get pried off the rocks, they're dying. A lot of the area outside of that, where divers are usually diving, appears to be very healthy.
Abalone grow slowly, taking up to 12 years to reach 7 inches in diameter, the minimum size for legal harvesting. So Stinson says fish and game biologists are quietly weighing measures to further reduce the pressure on the abalone fishery.
Some of the things they're going to consider is a later start time for being able to take abalone, reduce bag limits for the day and annual bag limits, and also closing certain areas.
California's two-part abalone season runs April through June, pauses to give the fishery a break during July, then resumes from August 1st through the end of November. During those 7 months, license holders can legally take up to 3 abalone per day, with a limit of 24 over the course of the full season. This is tracked, Stinson explains, through a tagging system.
You're required to tag abalone immediately upon exiting the water, so the abalone report card that they're issued has perforated tags that they have to fill out the tag, the date and time and location of where they took that abalone on both the tag and the abalone report card. And then they're required to affix that tag to the abalone shell.
Much of their abalone enforcement work involves checking these tags, adds Warden Powers. But with a single ab worth $100 or more on the black market, even steep fines are not an effective deterrent.
If you have one abalone over the limit and you're found guilty, it's going to be a $1,400 fine. And for the guy who maybe made a mistake or something, trying to help out his buddy or whatever, it does seem a little steep. But the majority of these guys are taking abalone for commercial purposes, and $1,400 is just the cost of doing business for them.
We'll take a closer look at the inner workings of systematic abalone poaching on tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.